We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line right now is attorney Paul Cambria, our legal expert. We are talking, of course, about the sentencing of Congressman Chris Collins, scheduled for today. Paul, thanks for joining us. I know it's something we spoke a little bit about earlier in the week, but as we get closer and closer, you hear kind of a little bit more from both sides. We've heard what prosecutors are asking for. We've heard what the defense is asking for. And now we've heard some questions being raised by the judge who is going to do the sentencing. All of that folded in. What are you expecting today?
Well, I have to tell you that I think it's very unusual for a judge to send out a list of questions before a sentence. I haven't seen that. They ask questions at the time of sentencing when you have the hearing and so on, but to send them out ahead of time is definitely something that's different. Now, maybe that's what this judge does all the time. I haven't appeared in front of him, but I can tell you that many other federal judges who I've been before over the years have never done that. I mean, they ask again at the time of sentencing, but not ahead of time. So I found that to be pretty interesting. It shows, obviously, that, he's working with a back and forth on what his sentence is going to be. It'll be interesting.
Do you expect Collins to speak today?
Yes, I do. That always happens, and it's a good idea to say something. One of the things that judges look for all the time is people that have remorse, acceptance of responsibility, remorse, things that are genuine. I think that he'll say something.
On those questions asked by the judge, one of the questions is if Collins claimed innocence during his reelection campaign. A question like that, because we can go back and it's not that hard to look at the news coverage and look at the tapes and say he did, time and time again. I would assume that a judge would kind of know that. I mean, is there any reading between the lines of him just listing that question that he maybe knows the answer to already?
Well, I mean, a number of people who wrote letters raised that issue, and I suppose that's probably why the judge asked that question. But, I mean, it's not unusual for someone to declare innocence, in their mind, maybe before they know all the law, if you will, if they genuinely believe they're innocent, to plead not guilty, for example, and say you're innocent kind of gets the process rolling. That's the only way to keep it rolling, short of saying, I plead guilty. And obviously in the beginning he wasn't. It'll be interesting to see what the answer to that is. If the attorneys for him have asked, if they asked me, I would say, before you're sophisticated about the details of the law, you may very well believe that you are for some reason.
Paul, do you think that it's likely Collins will get some jail time because of the fact that, he was a member of Congress who was writing the laws that, he pled guilty to breaking?
Well, I said this before, when you have someone who has status, what you're worried about is that a judge is going to basically do something to show the public that the status didn't matter. And a lot of times having status works negatively in a sentencing situation because judges, and I made this comment, I saw it in the news yesterday, the judge wants to show the public, I'm not going to bend over backwards for this guy. What I worry about, though, me as a defense lawyer, is that he's going to bend over the other way to show that he's not bending over backwards, if you know what I mean. So that, obviously, is a factor that could hurt Collins because of his status.
Now, going forward, if he is sentenced to, you know, some time in prison, would the type of prison be specified? Do we know that ahead of time? Is that up to the judge, or who exactly figures that out?
Yeah. Well, it's not up to the judge. However, the judge can make a recommendation, and clearly the defense would ask that there be a recommendation that he be sent to a camp. Very important that he be sent to a camp. And usually, you know, cases like this that do not involve violence or intimidation of witnesses and things like that, a camp would be the appropriate place. I mean, look at Martha Stewart. That basically was her offense, and she went off to a camp. So it seems to me if the judge pronounces an actual incarceration, not home incarceration, the defense would then ask for two things. Number one, self-surrender, meaning don't take him away today in cuffs. Let him surrender by driving up to the prison and, you know, here I am. And the next thing is they'd ask that the court recommend that he be sent to a camp. But it's up to the Bureau of Prisons to decide where he's going to go.
Is it possible that he could leave the courtroom today in handcuffs?
It is possible. I think it's unlikely, but it's definitely possible. Usually in cases like this, they let themselves surrender.
Do you see this as a case? You kind of mentioned, you know, bending over backwards one way or the other when it comes to somebody of, you know, whether it's a congressman or any type of celebrity. But do you see this as a case where a judge might, you know, not say that, oh, I have to make an example out of Chris Collins because, I mean, there have been examples made of politicians many times before?
Well, I think that's, you know, that's the situation here. That does he, you know, this is a federal judge, so they have a lifetime appointment. It's not like they have to get reelected. So they have a little bit more freedom and less pressure of being reelected and what's the public going to think kind of thing. On the other hand, you know, I'm sure that the judge doesn't want the public to think that he would give somebody with some status, you know, a lighter sentence than someone without status. So, again, that's the thing you worry about, that to send that message, he may make the sentence more severe than with someone who has no status. So it's always an issue.
Plus, Paul, he has to be thinking about the other two sentences that follow this one of Cameron Collins and Stephen Czarski, right? They all have to be connected in some way.
Well, it's true, and I'm sure that that most of your sentence will be for Chris because they'll say he's the one that, you know, started the chain of activities, and then the son, and then the last, the father, future father-in-law, that, you know, he'd have the least serious sentence under as opposed to all the other two. So, yeah, obviously they're all going to interlock.
You know, we know politically the career is kind of over, but wondering on a business side of things, this is, you know, it's a business-related offense to a business he was a big part of. What maybe restrictions regarding his future in the business world might he be facing?
Well, having a felony conviction, of course, does a few things. Number one, you can't vote. Number two, you wouldn't be able to have a firearm. Holding certain licenses, for example, if he were a lawyer or something like that, he wouldn't be able to be a member of the bar. There are certain things like that. There may be certain lending institutions who would shy away from him under the circumstances. But by and large, you know, he's already been a successful businessman, done very well. So I think that's way down the ladder on his mind. I think today the goal is don't go to an institution. That's the goal today.
Paul, we appreciate the insight as always. Our legal analyst, Paul Cambria.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.